My name is Tess Aguilera. I'm 37 years old. Today is Saturday, October 13th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my dad. We are recording this interview in Seattle, Washington.
My name is Eddie Valera, and I'm 77 years old, and I'm talking with my daughter, Teresa.
And I have a daughter who's 15 weeks old. Her name is Malaya.
And in front of me is Malaya Rose.
Yeah. You've got
Scuddly Cuddly.
How many kids do you have, Dad?
All in all, between my mom and I, we have six.
Okay.
And the oldest is 45, and the youngest, I think, is 37.
Yep. All right. Can you tell me about what it was like the first time you saw me or held me?
The first time I saw Teresa, it was awe and very inspiring. And looks like a miracle.
Oh, that's nice. Wow, I never heard you say that before.
Yeah, so odd because, this bundle of joy all covered with something. Hardly open size or whatever. And then tried to wiggle his hands and feet. Then shake his head a little bit. So it was really awesome to see this little creature like Teresa when he was born. Miracle because, it's a treasure and it's a gift from God.
Thanks, Dad. You want to ask me the same thing?
That's all that I can say.
Okay. You want to ask me the same question?
About you when you saw Malaya.
Oh, gosh. When Malaya first came out, like you said, she was all covered in various things. And I remember just thinking, oh, my gosh, I'm a mom. This is real. And the doctor held her up and asked me to announce what her gender was, and I was so confused, partly because she was covered in all this stuff, and also just because I don't know, my head wasn't quite there, and I didn't know what to say. And then finally, I think it was Caitlin that announced that she was a girl, and I just remember being so full of love, and tears filled my eyes, and I was so proud and happy and excited, and I feel that same way every day when I see her, when she wakes up in the morning.
Yeah, really, it's very exciting to see these babies when they come out, and every day you would see them differently because there are more movements. And you can hear them cry. Uh-huh. You can feel their movements. And slowly, very soon, they can look at you eye to eye. And that's a very good feeling when they see you eye to eye and they can respond to you, your feelings, to your emotions. They start to smile. Smile that they're being loved. Mm-hmm. Smile that they are at ease and secured in your arms. So it's a very good feeling to see them grow.
Yeah. Her laugh is the best. Well, to end with Dad, I'm wondering, you've been a parent for a long time, and I've been only parenting for 15 weeks. But what advice would you give? What's your best advice for raising kids?
In hindsight, yeah, you have to be more patient. You have to be more lovable, and give certain allowance to them. Yeah. Especially when they're growing up, they will be able to say no to you. But I think from hindsight, try to understand, try to talk to them. Try to let them think what's good for them. I think that's better rather than saying no, time out, or go to bed, something like that. But I think the best really is to give allowance and to communicate with them. And let them learn what's right or wrong at an early stage, rather than give them sanctions. Sooner or later, I should have not done that. But the more they talk to you, the more you talk to them, there's more bonding, and there's more understanding and better communication for them.
Thanks for that advice, Dad. I got to keep that in mind. Thanks for talking with me today. I love you.
You're welcome. Thank you.